Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you want to buy my soul?
Yeah. Sure. How much?
$20.
All right, Patrick, good picks yesterday.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You turned us on to some new punk rock. I love
Punk's
it.
Not dead.
Yep. Yep. And what I'm referring to is that we're doing our monthly series on new music that we discover in the previous month. Mm-hmm. So that would be July 2020. In the crazy year that is 2020. And
yeah.
And what else? So I'm going to make picks today. I have three songs, all right?
Okay.
You know, great. Normally, before, you know, pre-pandemic, we would do like two songs a piece, but I got so much more time on my hands now that I'm going 50% more on
Excellent.
This episode. All right.
It's just more.
That's right. So this show is called Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm going to start here with a band called Colorama.
Okay.
And I don't know if, have you ever heard of this band before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I just discovered them just a few days ago, because this album came out right at the end of the month, July 31st.
Okay.
But it turns out it's like their seventh album.
Wow.
And it's basically a guy. It's one of those things that's like, it's a band name, but it's really like one guy. His name is Carwyn Ellis, and he's from Wales.
Mm.
This is his seventh album, is Colorama. He has worked in the past with mainly with Edwin Collins, you know, Edwin Collins,
okay.
who does that kind of like retro, you know, 60s, you know, kind of pop sort of vibe, right?
Yep.
Really cool music. A lot of Colorama stuff is kind of like that. It takes you to sort of a different time and place, which, you know, we could use right now, and I think.
Totally.
Another little fun fact about Carwyn Ellis is he, for a little while recently, a couple years ago or so, he toured as part of the Pretenders, as part of the band.
Really?
Huh. You know, with Chrissy Hynde, because Chrissy Hynde actually has kind of adopted that same thing over the last few years. It's the Pretenders is basically Chrissy Hynde and whoever else she puts in the band, right? So he had a stint with the Pretenders on the road, and there you go. So anyway, I mentioned that a lot of his stuff kind of has a, you know, it feels like it's maybe from yesteryear, a different kind of vibe to it. He seems to be a real student of music. And his new album is called Chaos Wonderland. And there's a lot of songs in there I really liked. And the song I wanted to play for you is called Dusty Road.
Something bad went down, so I'm leaving town. I'm in trouble now, no use wondering how. Got to hide away somewhere far away. Find a quiet place where no one knows my face.
All right, there you go. Colorama, Dusty Road.
Beautiful stuff, Jim. I really like that. I love the very interesting sonic palette that was on that song, especially that kind of that sound in the background. It kind of like almost sounded like a backward cymbal that was kind of going like the whole time. I mean, that was really cool. Wow, that's great. And, you know, I think we occasionally mention this, but man, when you find something like this and they got so much back catalog to dig into, what a treat that is.
I'm excited. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
You can tell this
really
guy, you can tell this guy knows his way around the studio. It definitely is a good like studio recording, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot of
style
to
it. He
knows how he wants it to sound. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So there you go. That's Colorama.
Cool stuff. Yeah.
Check out their album, Chaos Wonderland. It actually, you know, the thing I like about that album, too, is none of the songs really sound the same. Like, they're kind of really well crafted in, like, all these different kind of styles. There's one on there that has a really cool, like, Hammond organ kind of thing going on, and, you know, stuff like that. So anyway,
cool.
Check that out.
Well, okay. And going back, I see they've actually released a couple Welsh language albums too, which is really interesting to me too. Maybe we'll do a show on Welsh bands at some point. It'd be all fun. Right.
Okay, the next one is a band that I have mentioned before. It's been a while, okay. I think, but they're called Cutworms. Mm-hmm. And this is another one. It's kind of a band of, like, you know, one guy. His name is Max Clark. And they released their debut album 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so this is the follow-up. It's actually going to be a double album. It's going to be coming out on Jag Jaguar. And the album is called Nobody Lives Here Anymore. It comes out October 9th, but there is a single out called Sold My Soul. And
okay.
I think you're going to like this. Listen to these lyrics. I think you're really going to enjoy this, Patrick.
Okay.
But somebody found it somewhere. At an old flea market fair, with no number on the tag. Let it go for half a dollar. Well, it didn't even bother. Wrap it up inside a bag. I was drinking gasoline in a half-price limousine. My surprise when I hit Channel 5, really had a heart attack. I sold my soul somewhere so long ago. Oh, I didn't think too much at the time. I was young and I didn't know. Oh, till I saw it late one night on the Antique Road Show.
Okay, and the song goes on from there, but I don't know if you caught that. He sold his soul long ago, and it showed up on the Antiques Roadshow.
That was wonderful. Yeah. Late one night on Channel 5.
Yeah,
right. He saw it. That's really clever. That was wonderful. I love that. I liked it. It almost had like a Fairport Convention kind of a feel to it at times, with kind of a creaky change between verse and chorus. Really cool.
It's very clever. It's really witty. I like this band a lot. I really liked the previous album. It was called Hollow Ground. It was really mm-hmm. good. So check out Cutworms. It's all like really smart, sharp music like that. And again, kind of like the first one there. It kind of, you know, takes you out of your environment, puts you someplace else, which I think is a nice thing too. Okay, now I'm going to end here with a band called Black Honey.
Okay.
And Black Honey also put out their debut album 2 years ago. So presumably they're working on a follow-up. They're a band out of Brighton, England. Really like kind of crazy music. Like a lot of, like, they just pack a lot of like influences into a single song. You're going to hear that here. This may be from an upcoming album. I'm not sure. I couldn't find any information on that. It may just be a single that they put out. I don't know. But I think this is a really good song for right now, because it's going to make you just sort of happy and sort of feel like maybe there's brighter days on the horizon. Okay. And when we get done with this, I'll read a little something I read about this song. But first, let me just play it and hear your impression.
Okay.
The song is called Beaches. All right, there you go. Black Honey, Beaches. Now,
very cool.
That makes you think that, you know, maybe next year that's where we'll be. We'll be out having fun on the beach, right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, something to hang on to.
I love that song. I love all the, there's like so many things going on there. You know, like, first it starts with those hand claps, which you know, mm-hmm. you got me right there. I mean, I'm in. Yeah. And then, you know, it has sort of like this kind of chanting sort of thing. And then the horns all of a sudden come in. Yeah. And then you hear this like surf guitar kind of just in the background. And there's so much like cool stuff you can just pick out of that song.
Very, very cool. I got the Santa Gold vibe off of it too, which makes me happy as well. But yeah, very, very, very cleverly constructed without using all those elements, without overwhelming each other, which is hard. A lot of times when you have all that different stuff going on, it can take the focus away from the melody and momentum of the song, but not the case there.
Here's what I read about this. I read, you know, in an article about the release of this single, the singer Izzy Phillips, this is her quote about Beaches. She said, "It's a cheeky, twisted collage of all things weird set to a playground clapping song. It's all eye rolls, punk gigs, and girls in polka dot bikinis, a nonsense-filled retro world I want to disappear into at times like these."
Yeah.
Right?
Heck yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
So put that one on repeat for a little while, people. Yeah. Just disappear into that world, right?
There you go. Dance around your room.
That's right. All right, cool. There you go. So what did we have there? We had Colorama, Cutworms, and Black Honey.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beautiful stuff.
All right. If anyone would like to comment on the show, be thinking about, you know, August new music so you can get in on that series. Or if you know anything about these bands, you want to comment on that, that's fine too.
Always.
The number is 612-440-1984.
Yep.
Or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Please also visit suburbspod.com where you can get merchandise, which is great for the summer.
Yep.
You know, pint glasses, really good. T-shirts, those things. Yep. We're thinking about some more stuff. We may have some more things soon, but get that while supplies last.
Some ideas around. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Let's see. I got a selection of possible covers here to close us out.
Okay.
And let me think. Which one do we want to do? All right, let's do Soccer Mommy. You like that band, right?
Yeah. Love Soccer Mommy.
Yeah. Soccer Mommy just put out a cover of the Cars song Drive.
Nice.
So I think you want to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to hear that. Yeah. Okay, so we'll leave you with that. Next week, we'll have the intern new music picks, and then we'll have listener picks for July also.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, cool. I know. Like, get through this weekend. We got to get to that.
I know. Rubbing hands in anticipation.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
That's an instant classic. It's in the Hall of Fame already.